Hello, welcome to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me tonight, we have Star Fox 64X from Xbox Live.
Hi there.
And as always, we have Lazarus from World of Warcraft, Xbox Live, PSN, Nintendo Wii, everything.
Hi.
Alright, we're doing a remake of our essentially first episode we did back when we all started recording. Unfortunately, at the time, we had a license agreement with people, and they've decided to forego their contract and say, fuck you, we leave. And, anyways, we're going to start off with the original console war, Sega versus Nintendo. Back then, it was a simple time, 8-bit, 16-bit, then nothing. My fondest memories of that console war would have to be the essentially 16-bit wars, because at that time, we all thought video games were just going to be how Super Mario Brothers were, pixelated, essentially crap graphics, but great gameplay. Thus came Sega Master System, also known as the Sega Genesis in America, and it was astounding how they put right on the thing, 16-bits, we're awesome, love us. But what do you guys think? Who do you think was the victor of the 8-bit war first?
I think they both deserve love, because they said, love us, in a deep voice.
Ian, what do you think?
Sorry,
Laz.
I wasn't there at the time, so I'm not entirely sure.
I wasn't there at the time either, but I had the chance to play it.
Yes.
And I'm sure Nintendo won both the 8 and 16-bit.
Nintendo's still around, so I guess you can say that they won. Sega's around, but you know they're not making their own consoles, and they're not.
Nintendo's around because they have third parties like just totally everywhere.
Rape the shit out of their consoles.
Pretty much.
My choice about it would have to be 8-bit war Nintendo, because they had a multitude of games, whether they be crappy or good, but they're all memorable classics in our brain. The 16-bit war was pretty much the Super Nintendo versus the Sega Genesis or Master System in Europe and Japan. However, there's also notable mentions of the Atari Jaguar, the Atari Lynx, and the fail of Philips CD-i, which we'll do a separate podcast about eventually. I'm trying to remember what my fondest memories of it would be. Probably Sonic 1. Because Sonic was a brand new thing to the Sega. Was the reason why I bought the Genesis, because holy crap, it's a blue fucking hedgehog. And holy shit, he collects rings. He has more lives than Mario did. It was just one of those things. It was an astounding game. 8 levels wasn't too bad, but 16 levels in general, though. It really wasn't a bad game. It was wonderful, fun for years, and still is fun if you pick it up. I recommend picking it up on the Xbox Marketplace, the Wii Shop, and whatever the hell the PS3 has.
PlayStation Network.
PlayStation Network Shop. Where the hell that is? I have no idea. I don't have a PS3 yet.
I actually think it's down right now. I don't know. Maybe it's never new.
Yet again. Oh, well. Les, what do you think who won the 16-bit war?
Well, I just said before, I think Nintendo won, but that's because I spent my entire childhood that when Nintendo was around, well, 16-bit, playing Super Nintendo.
Yeah, true. Not many people had the Genesis.
Sonic was still fun, but Super Mario World had my heart, pretty much.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hey, you want the Lost Levels. You don't know about the Lost Levels yet. You read it in the strategy guide. Play me some more.
Of course. You know, nobody knows about. No one, when I was a kid, knew about the scandal of Mario 2. Nobody knew what the hell that was. Worked.
That was ridiculous.
Doki Doki Panic!
Oh god.
Turban Man! He jumps! He picks up random turnips. Let's turn into Mario.
Amen!
Because apparently that works, guys! We'll make millions!
And oddly enough, they did.
Sadly.
Go because it was figure.
Because it was and still is the most difficult Mario game to date.
Hey man, and the sad thing is, it's still, even though it's not the right Mario, it's still considered Mario. If you've noticed, Japan, when they made some Mario games in the future, like, wait, what the hell? Why are there shy guys in Mario in America? shit. And they implemented them into further Mario games later on in the series. I mean, all these enemies were from Mario 2. Birdo was implemented as a Mario character. All of them were implemented because we in America were too impatient for Mario 2. Which, as we all know now, is the Lost Levels.
Yeah.
Ian, do you know any... Were you personally around in the 16-bit wars?
My first console was the Super Nintendo, so...
Let me guess, Nintendo 1 in your mind?
It was my first Nintendo, so I don't, you know...
Yeah, well...
Say what you feel about it. But...
Well, I mean...
It was actually just anything.
Yeah, they were fun. Sega Super Nintendo was awesome. I mean, Sega was great, but... About the Sega CD is when I got my Super Nintendo, and I was like, oh!
I do remember that I did have a Sega Genesis, which was, you know, fun to play Sonic and Battletoads, but that was about it for me.
Yeah, that's about it. That was all that was great in the game system. Then we come upon what we call the short but sweet 32-bit era. The Sega 32X was a separate add-on available for the Sega Genesis. Cost US dollars around $500, same price you would pay for the console itself. Go fucking figure. Super Nintendo had no intentions of joining these 32-bit, but they released 32-bit games on their own system. I'm not sure of the games off the top of my head. I'll have to Google this later and fill this in later on with Audacity. However, there was about that time is when the Atari Jaguar hit the scene. It was the most failure of a console because they advertised, "We're 64 bits! Do the math!" Catch slogan was, "Do the math entirely for this console." This is what bankrupted Atari to the point where they will never make another console again. They refuse to join any race. This console was essentially a waste of time because it was cartridge-based systems, essentially. Then they released their own CD add-on, and it never worked. Other than that, there was no special mentions about it. Sega has no special mentions except for probably Knuckles Chaotix, the Star Wars arcade game. And that's about all there is for the 32-bit era, unless I'm missing something, guys. I'm not sure I am.
I don't think you are either.
All right, well, in that console war, Sega essentially won because they had the better library. And thus brings us to the 64-bit gaming era. At this time, Sega was losing money constantly on their failed ventures with the Sony. The fuck am I thinking Sony? Sega Damn it! Sega Jaguar. I've had a few of me tonight, guys. Haha! Yay, vodka!
Super vodka, you mean?
Yes, super vodka. One shot equals two. With the failed Genesis add-ons. About this time, they released the Sega Saturn. The Sega Saturn, I never owned, I didn't play, I can't say much about it. Nintendo released at the same time the Saturn was released, the Virtual Boy, Nintendo's only failed console that they will mention. It's their only failed console that they choose to mention, not including the CDI, which really wasn't a Nintendo console, but was developed using Nintendo technology. What's it called? The Sony PlayStation coming on the way. And at that time, Sega pretty much disappeared off the face of the earth after Dreamcast was released in the early 1998. 1997 through 2001 was the GameCube... 64 and Sony War. The 64 had the cartridge-based system, while the PlayStation had CD-based. Now, CD games weren't really popular in America at this time. We were still using cartridge-based games, cartridge-based systems, which, in my opinion, helped Nintendo sell more consoles because many people in America were afraid of trying new technology. What do you guys think? Laz and Ian, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. What do you guys think? I know you two both were on by then. Probably about the age maybe of 8.
Yeah, but then I was still playing Pokemon. I was still playing Super Nintendo. I mean, I didn't really get into gaming seriously until I was like 12.
True.
I really can't say anything else. I'm sorry.
Whoa, lads. I have to correct you on one thing. Pokemon is serious business, my friends.
You're just saying that because you're addicted to Black and White now.
Hush. I'm addicted to Heart, Gold, and Platinum. Shut up. That's not my fault. I need the shiny Pikachu, man.
My colors like anybody else?
I need the shiny Pikachu.
You need the chinchilla is what you need.
Yes, that too.
Anyways, for those of you who haven't been keeping, I can't speak tonight, just like every other night. Sad thing is, I'm not drinking. Anyway, like Baku here.
Second shot.
For those of you that haven't been following with the whole Pokemon Black and White going on, they released some screenshots of new Pokemon, and apparently we have a new clone of Pikachu.
Chinchilla.
And it's a chinchilla.
Chinchilla. It's so cute. Ian, what do you think?
It's a chinchilla. It's so cute and frozen and furry. I don't want no Pikachu. This is going to go.
I know.
This is a chinchilla.
Ian, what did you think of the 64 console war?
Well, I have to say it was probably one of my favorite systems, you know, all in all, you know, at the time, you know.
At the time, hell, it still is one of my greatest consoles, but...
You know, GoldenEye, Star Fox 64, Zelda...
Perfect Dark, Donkey Kong 64...
I wasn't a fan of Donkey Kong 64, actually. I played it, and it just didn't seem to click with me, I guess.
I don't know why, but I love that game because it reminded me of Donkey Kong Country, and... That was a great damn near 64-bit graphics game back in the day. They were the most
back in the day.
It was the most advanced 3D technology we had at the time for a video game.
Back in my day,
we didn't have
shut no advanced consoles.
No, good sir. That is my call. As I have a cane. Back in my day, we had fancy schmancy Space Invaders.
God.
It was a great time, and
the old men aside, what were we talking about?
What were you talking about? Yes. It was one of those great games. Then came Sega's last dying breath of the Sega Dreamcast. Dreamcast actually lasted a lot longer than what people say. They say it died about the year it came out. Dreamcast came out in 1998. Lasted till 2002 before they stopped selling them.
But I love the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast was, in retrospect, an early 360.
But I love the Dreamcast.
I know, it's awesome and fun, but it's one of those things that it's got to be let go, because it didn't have a great...
But they had the virtual memory unit.
Yes, which used a pedometer.
I shot on there, and it was amazing. And then they took it away.
Personally...
Has anyone heard that they... came out with a new game in, like, the past year for the Dreamcast?
There's been one within the past year? Bullshit.
A year, yeah. Just a year, I promise you.
What game would this be, good sir?
I have no idea. It's been a long time since I heard about it, but it was released. It was, like, special online order only, but if you give me 2 seconds, I'll search for it.
Oh, no problem. We'll add it in later on. Dreamcast was great. It had a good number of games. Off the top of my head, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2. That's all I can really remember of it. It had online capabilities, even though they were kind of lacking at the time, still with the dial-up connection, but it was pretty much a young 360, a young PS3, a young Nintendo Wii. You could take the memory card itself, pop it into the controller, then take it out with you after transferring a Chao and adding him as a pedometer pet, like we have to do now with the Heart Gold and Soul Silver for the DS. Essentially, the Dreamcast, even though it was a fail system, even though it died out, it still lives on in memory. And within Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver, within 360 as they're showing off Dreamcast games, with the Nintendo Wii as they're producing out Dreamcast games for virtual DLC soon, as well as the PSN. They all have memories of the Dreamcast. It's one of those things of when Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft can all say, Sega had us beat, would have beat us back in the day, if they released this console about 2 years later, before the PS2 and the Xbox and the GameCube. They would have won.
You want to know what they did beat, though?
They beat the Atari.
Well, everyone beats the Atari, hey, but they beat the size of the Xbox controller.
That is true. That is true. They were huge.
Yeah, they were.
And it was all one piece of plastic, too.
Sadly enough. We have to make it big enough so we can fit in a small card, but even bigger so people won't realize that we're making it so we can just put this little fancy thing. It's okay. It's like a plate. You can eat your pizza, you can eat your salad on there.
Hell, if you...
It has a little dinner party on that, and no one will know the difference.
Hell, if you modify it to where it has a motor, it's a little plane.
Sad thing is, it looks sort of like the Starship Enterprise.
It's true. It's true.
Took us down, Mr. Spock.
Moving right along to the last generation's console war. The PlayStation 2 was released in 2002. The Nintendo Dreamcast followed a few months later, followed by late 2003, Xbox. The original fat black Xbox. Hush. Hush, lads. I know what you could say.
Wait, me?
Yes. I know what you could say about the fat and black PS3 Xbox. Hush!
I'm not a racist, man.
Just hush.
You're thinking something dirty, aren't you?
I am. Just hush.
Oh, God.
Back then, the GameCube lost. I call it now GameCube lost. The only great games they had on there was Luigi's Mansion, Super Mario Sunshine, Zelda, Wind Waker, even though it was still iffy. Animal Crossing, addicting as hell, but fun. Pikmin 1 and 2. And the last leg of the system, Zelda Twilight Princess.
Wind Waker scared me.
And the Metroid games. That's about roughly 7 games that were great. Well, 7 series that kept the system alive. Star Fox, well, it was a great game, but it wasn't that great. Both of them were decent. PS2 had a launch title of, I don't remember what it was. I think it was like Final Fantasy X?
And Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy X Part 2, which was completely horrible in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. God of War 1 and 2, Kingdom Hearts 2, 1 and 2, and Chain of Memories.
Don't forget Persona 3 and 4.
Persona 3 I love and 4,
And then there's a slew of anime that applies to the otaku.
Then there was the Xbox, which brought us the world's greatest selling video game series to this date, the Halo series. Halo 1 and 2 released on the Xbox. Halo 2 kicked off what's now known as Xbox Live.
You had to make a shameless plug.
I'm not making a shameless plug, actually.
The greatest you've known to me in time.
I am ashamed that I'm paying for Xbox Live when it should be free. They were both great games. Halo 1 had decent graphics at the time, good voice acting. Halo 2, rushed as hell, because Microsoft's like, hey, Bungie. Yeah, when's Halo 2 coming out? We just finished Halo 1. When's it coming out? When do you want it? We want a playable demo in 6 months by E3. What? And the demo.
Because at this time, they're all drinking tea in the top hats and buns. You're like, ho ho, pippity pop, we finished Halo 1. What do you mean, good sir?
Exactly.
We made the cliffhanger for the fans to propagate and make a random fan crack game. It would make lots of money in our pot, you see.
The sad thing is, if they did what they wanted to do with Halo 2 by wait 2 years before making Halo 2, Halo 2 would have been Halo 3, Halo 2 and 3, the final game.
And then there would have been a Halo 5. Then it would skip.
By now, there would have been Halo 4, by now. But
no, we need PS2.
Out of all three systems, I would say Sony won this war. Because Sony had the more amount of games, better online service than the Xbox did.
It's just because the PS2 was overall better. I mean, every aspect.
Overall, it was better, yes.
From hardware specs to the legit game selection, it was pretty much all around.
It was all around, it won. No, I agree with you on that one, Les. Overall, it won. Ian, do you agree?
Ah, I dropped the cards.
Well, basically, it did win. I have to admit, most of my favorite games were on PS3, even though I didn't have one at the time.
Yeah.
You know, I still like my GameCube. I was still kind of a Nintendo fanboy back then.
Well, yeah, I like the GameCube. It's great. They had good games for it, but it was a box. It was a box that took space above my DVD player.
And a PS3 is a George Foreman grill. What can you
do? Yes, and yeah, same with my 360. Hush. let's see. Open up the top here. Go. Put it on my grill. All right, we're good. Can play some games now.
I actually have a funny story concerning that.
Oh, George.
George? Who's George?
I have no idea. I have not drank my second shot. One moment, please. Second shot.
Well, while he's drinking, I'm just going to say this little story here. With his 360 and his grill or whatever you said. One of my friends once got the Red Ring of Death on her 360, right?
Oh, God.
And he had some random spasm go off in his mind and said, I have an idea. So he runs off with his 360. His sister comes home later in the afternoon because she was off at work or something like that. And she sees he's over in the living room. The 360's fixed. He's playing Halo, ironically. And the 360 is on a cookie sheet. He baked his 360 at like 540 degrees temperature for half an hour, and it fixed the red ring.
What the hell?
So you don't need to pay that extra money or go back and look for your warranty through your drawers. Just cook it like a cookie. His cookies make it look
around. At 540 degrees?
Yes, at 540 degrees, I don't know what it
for
did.
For how long?
It miraculously fixed the 360.
Well, there's an overheating trick. It's an overheating trick. I'll explain that one later. And now,
speaking of special cookie joke.
Cookies. I'll have them. I'll have the 360 chocolate chip. Thank you.
No cookies for you, Zaki.
Oh, nom nom. Now this brings us to our final destination, essentially, the Xbox 360, PS3, and Nintendo Wii War. I have not played the PS3, so I really cannot give views on it. All I know is it's a buttload of fucking money.
I can tell you.
Cool, we'll have you do that. 360, I personally own and love. Nintendo Wii is fun for about 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes.
Unless you have Mario Galaxy 2.
Unless you have Mario Galaxy or Mario Galaxy 2, or even, hell, Zelda Twilight Princess. Those are great games to replay. Soon to be Metroid Other M. And
I'm sorry.
Other stuff.
I'm sorry, but Twilight Princess, any Zelda game barely has any replay value if you legitly beat the game once.
Yeah, true.
For example, would you want to play Ocarina of Time a second time for those of you that beat it? No, you're happy to get done with those 13, 15 dungeons.
Oh, amen.
And those for those of you who played Majora's Mask, because quite frankly, we all know that moon scares the living crap out of us.
The moon is going to kill me! 7 days!
Dude, I'm like, you...
3 days.
That moon legitly gave me nightmares as a child.
I refused to get it because right on the cover it showed the moon. I'm like, well, put you back on the shelf. Where's that Mario 64 game?
Dude, I would run inside, and I was actually afraid of the moon for a while when I was a kid. Because I was afraid it was going to grow a face, stare at me, and be like, bitch, you got 3 days. What you going to do?
Beat the game in 3 days. See, back when I was a kid and played that game, I thought it was actually real time.
Oh, no, it's 20 minutes a day.
Exactly, it's 20 minutes you have to beat the fucking game, not realizing that there's the handy-dandy little song of time.
Just going to be a correction. 60 minutes. You have a legit hour to actually figure out your first puzzle. How to get the song of time when you don't even know it yet?
Exactly.
You have to purposely almost get yourself into a game over situation to actually be able to get it.
Yeah. You can only get it like on day 3, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can only get it on day 3 after doing all the stuff around town. And I was actually going to make a Let's Play of Majora's Mask, so I started working on one, and then I stopped for a while because Growlithe Guncan decided to go really stupid on me. Ha ha! We're not going to let you do that, Alex.
We can't let you do that, Alex.
Yes, because Alex is Lazarus. Lazarus is Alex. Alex says hi. Lady sells him. Be quiet. Oh my god, my door is
locked. He's single.
No, I'm not. Love. Do I have to go over there and hurt you?
What?
Nothing.
Do you have to do what to me now?
Don't be surprised if you find a horse head in your bed sometime.
Godfather joke! Ha ha!
Blood will be everywhere!
Oh, gosh. Hands down, in my opinion about the console war this year, 360 and both PS3 win. It's a tie. Not only does 360 has great graphics, great online, except for the laggers. Fix the laggers.
The laggers!
Nothing really bad about the system. It's fun, except for the Red Ring of Death. Fix that, Microsoft. Fix that. It's a great system with great library of games. PS3, the only game I've played for it, actually having trying one for once, God of War 3.
Well, you're playing one of the best games they have for the PS3. I mean, I don't really go to most of the popular titles, but God of War 3 was pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie.
But God of War 3 was just bloody as hell.
Yeah, because for a hack and slash, you did everything right.
Hell, even if you hit a statue, the statue fucking bleeds.
Apparently. But,
Which, oddly enough, how does rock bleed, huh?
I don't know. Talk to a dwarf, you may find out something new.
I'll talk to a Catholic and find that out.
No, you only figure out, like, what Piddle Bear's doing in the free time, and we already know how that goes. Anyways, for my side, for the PS3, Wii, and 360, considering I have all three systems. Okay, yes, I know. What else is new? Anyway, back... you're making me trail off. I'm just going to go with my 3 points. The Wii is really horrible, considering that 80% of the games are complete bullcrap. Cooking Mama included, actually, that focus on some type of gimmick with the Wii Remote. Hey, guys, point, shake, twirl. You made something. And better than Mama, but no. 360's been really stable. And some really cool games from it and all that. And the PS3, I love the PS3, but I have to say the 360 wins in the overall console war, considering that the 360, as I said, it's very stable. Aside from the Red Ring of Death, like, freaking plague that took place, the PS3 has all these small problems that actually made the Red Ring of Death seem completely negligible.
Network going down.
Well, like, for example, my friend was playing Red Dead Redemption. Whenever he saved, there was a, I don't know if it was a disc or his PS3 being silly, it would actually freeze for like 10 minutes before it like started up again. Wow.
Well, yeah, my 360 freezes every stuff. Now and then. Unfortunately.
Yeah. The PS3 tries to overwork the whole, hey guys, we got Blu-ray, we can make epic HD graphics.
No.
Which end up causing your PS3 games to lag. For example, Lost Planet 2 demo. They try so hard to appeal to people with the vain graphics ploy that they pretty much cut the FPS, the frames per second, down to like 20 when it could be running out like a perfect 60. But no, you need to have every perfect detail. You need the graphics, because apparently shooting and bullet time speed for the entire game is something every guy loves.
Why play a good quality game when you can just play a decently polished... Ah, fuck. The vodka's kicking in.
Let me finish that for you. Why would you play a decent, good shooter when you can watch a moving picture and see the tracers of the bullets flying at someone's head?
See, this phrase comes to my mind after that. Why give somebody a gold-polished turd when it's still a turd, but covered in gold?
Why would you give someone a turd to begin with?
It's just a fucking thing. God damn it!
I don't care. Why would you still do that?
Fuck you.
Because it's made out of gold. God.
Exactly.
I don't know anything.
No, it's your...
Laz, what would you do if you could shit out gold, man?
I'd be honestly concerned and have to go to a doctor.
Hell, I'd make you into a money-making machine.
Yeah, no.
Hey, buddy, I need a loan. Can you go to the bathroom for me?
Again?
Yes, darn it, again.
Make me some more money!
Here, have some of my freshly home-cooked pudding. It's totally not laxative. Don't worry about it. I feel something a bit chunky in there, though. I swear it's not laxative.
They're no fun.
Poop jokes aside.
Ian, your opinion, please?
Well, sales-wise, you can't deny that Nintendo has won that, because it has outsold Jesus.
Too damn many. It's outsold the Bible. That thing is, it has recently outsold the Bible.
Oh, wow. No. Okay, that's been selling for years, you know, you can't say
within
that.
Within the last 10 years, it's outsold the Bible in sales.
I blame the atheists, but religion aside.
But anyway, besides that, the games on that are, you know, as I said, they're subpar.
Cooking Mama. That is how I'm summing up
the Wii. It's better than Mama.
I am just summing up the Wii with two words. Cooking Mama.
It's okay. Mama will fix it.
Oh. 3 games later, in a debut on the DS? No, she hasn't. Anyways,
go on, Ian. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Then you have the 360, which, you know, got a lot of... consistently has good games, you know, has a couple crappers too, but, you know... it does have mostly relatively good games. It does, and, you know, good online and whatnot. You do have to pay for it, which kind of sucks, you know, online, I mean. But I think it's worth it, because, you know, you're paying for their services, and it's pretty good.
PlayStation,
It has less games coming out as a whole, but then that just means that there are more better games, you know. If you release only 10 games and 5 of them are good, that's still, you know, 50% of your games are good.
Yeah, well, that's still polishing a turd in gold, essentially.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about the crappy, you know, frame rates and whatnot, because I haven't played it enough to say that, but, you know.
Yeah, true.
But I'd say the 360 has won.
Well, yeah, the 360 is always a contender. Microsoft has definitely won this round, essentially. In our last podcast we did about this, the very first episode we ever did, we did not touch this at all, the portable consoles. And our...
PS fails.
Well, of course it fails. Gosh, you don't want to let them know that we don't like it.
I used to like it, and then it betrayed me.
Oh, well, we'll take you to therapy later.
I used to love it, and they just left me for that stupid reason.
I'm sorry, Les. We'll take you to therapy for it later. Going back in the past, in the beginning of the consoles, portable gaming was a thing of sci-fi, and no, that'll never happen. In the late 1988, I believe, Christmas time, Nintendo unveiled the Game Boy! And I say it like that because as soon as they did that, the angel chorus erupted in a hallelujah! Because not only could I play Nintendo on the go, I could play Nintendo on school. Thus having my first Game Boy ever taken away from me from school.
Loser.
Fuck you. I should have been learning math, but instead I was playing Mario.
Well, there's nothing, you know, one coin, two coin, three coin, four coin, I'm learning how to count.
Exactly, I told my teacher that. She smacked me. She smacked me. I wasn't raised in a Catholic school. She smacked me. Yes, you could still hit a child with the Bible. And...
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus, smack!
Amen. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I just want to play Mario. Smack!
Mario is a heathen. He was born without a mother.
He was born in Italy.
Italians suck.
That was like the epitome of like freaking religion or something, wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't that like the epitome of like religion or something? Like everybody loves religion. We love art. And we also love getting drunk out of our ass and slamming our faces into pizza.
Pretty much, yeah. Anyways, the Sega, to combat the Nintendo Game Boy, released the Sega...
Genesis.
No, not the Genesis. Game Gear. The Game Gear.
Oh, the Game
this
Gear. That's what I had.
Was the very first color handheld, which unfortunately had problems with seeing the screen. Of course, they all had problems with seeing the screen. You had to have the console in just the right amount of light. If there was not the right amount of light, you couldn't see. You had to twist it, turn. You got back problems with twisting and turning to find the light. And multiple, there were great games for the Game Boy. Off the top of my head, Super Mario Land, Super Wario Land, Pokemon Red and Blue, Pokemon Yellow, thousands of great, it's just some thousands of libraries of games. Game Gear. I don't have one.
Battletoads and Sonic.
Battletoads and Sonic, yeah, I never had one. Les, did you know the Game Boys? The Game Boys?
Do you really want to talk to me about Game Boy?
Game Boy, now!
Okay, I had every Game Boy except for the Game Boy Pocket.
Oh, damn. Game Boys!
I even have a big fat Game Boy, like, right behind me right now on my nightstand. Uh-huh. And
it's got what in the back?
I still have my Game Boy behind me with, like, it's got duct tape on the back because I played it so much in the back. Actually, the end part chipped out because of how many times I was replacing batteries. So I'm keeping the batteries, like, with duct tape.
And sadly enough, kids, it worked back then.
Yes, it did. Duct tape worked. And that Game Boy is the sole reason I have glasses.
Amen. Kids, we went blind playing games.
You would play that in dimly lit thing, like rooms under your bed when all you had was this really crappy light that attached to it.
Mm-hmm. And see, it's this is why most of our generation, why the geek was classified, well, geek slash nerd classified as with glasses, because we played our video games till we went blind. Not a joke at all. We played our games till we went blind. I personally wear glasses because, well, I played too much games of Duck Hunt. And then one day I decided, hey, I'm going to try to shoot a duck in real life with a light gun.
And then that dog laughs at you.
Yes.
Like, you didn't get any. And I tried to shoot him, but he never registered.
I know, that makes me sad, the fucking...
There's only one conclusion. There's only one way we have never been able to hit that dog with a light gun.
The lights are off?
That, there's no such thing as laser beams back then, and three, that dog has a protective force field.
He has a protective force field around his Death Star.
Yeah, you see that ammo? It's force field, and when you deplete it, you have to reload at the same time, so you can never actually hit him. You can punch the wall or the TV where he's at.
Amen. See, eventually, though, we will be able to shoot the dog one day.
Actually, I already shot him.
And when that happens, the sound will go away of the dog laughing. This is what he sounds like in a moment whenever he loads. If it loads. When that sound is gone, we will all be happy.
Yes.
Yes, my master. At last, our life will be complete.
I wouldn't say go that far, but okay.
But the gaming was a big thing back when we were kids. They were all growing up with games. And originally, there was with the late Dennis Hopper, unfortunately, what came was the, oh gosh, what's it called? The Super Mario Brothers movie. This movie, when we were kids, 90% of kids practically fell down and like, oh, twitching, pre-jizzing their pants when they weren't allowed to back then because of our body chemistry.
Who said?
It was just, oh my gosh, moment. A Mario movie. Oh my god! Thousands of kids poured into the theaters. Same with The Wizard 2, but The Wizard were, no, fuck you. We all poured into the theaters to see the movie. What we were greeted with was not Super Mario. The main thing that I remember were two lines from Dennis Hopper, who played King Koopa, aka Bowser. The really? First line I remember was when he arrives on Earth and he turns whatever the fucking human guy's thing. I think it was, gosh, what is he? The mayor of New York in the movie, into a monkey. And he goes, ha, monkey! Just a simple little phrase. Monkey! What the hell? And then the final phrase that no matter what, I just laugh. When he sees the bomb with a serious look on his face, like everyone is going to die, says the simple phrase, bomb. Just a very serious thing. Like, bitch, run!
Well, those things are really powerful. What do you
obviously
expect?
Like... obviously. And it was a great movie, and my sincerest condolences to Dennis Hopper's grieving family. And I'm very sorry for your loss. He was a great actor. And honestly, I'm funny for all the years I've made fun of him after I was a child for the movie. And it wasn't great. For years now, there have been no great video game movies. There never will be. But after the Game Boy and Game Boy Color, Game Boy Pocket, and Sega Game Gear died out, I think it was early 2000, the Game Boy Advance came out. Yeah. There was nothing for the Game Boy Advance that was great. The only thing that are worth mentioning, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past and Four Swords, Pokemon Emerald, Pokemon Sapphire, Pokemon Ruby, Leaf Green and Fire Red. That's about it. Every other game in their library was a remake of old games.
Yeah, well, if you can...
Well, the Mega Man Battle Network system and Mega Man Zero games were good.
You can debate that some of the Pokemon games were remakes.
Well, yeah, Leaf Green and Fire Red were definitely remakes of the original Red and Blue. But with the added Pokemon added... Then about the DS came out. A few years down the road, passing up things... Game Boy Advance SP, the small backlight version, was great. Thank you. Never had to stream my deck again to find a color, to find a way to see it. That was it. Then came the Nintendo DS, which...
And then, I think after the DS, like 5 minutes after the DS came out, they came out with the Micro, Game Boy Micro.
Oh, yeah, Micro. That? Yeah, the 5 minutes immediately after the Game Boy Advance, or DS came out, Game Boy Micro. Basically, think SP, but tinier, but without a screen, or without light.
Yes, because we need stuff without screens.
I don't know why they released it. It was just really retarded.
It kind of was.
They should have released that first before the DS.
Yeah. You think they would have made money with that? Nope.
Kind of.
Although the DS has some great games. I hate to say this. I know I'm mentioning Pokemon a lot. Platinum, Diamond, Pearl, Heart Gold, Soul Silver are great games. Soon to be, what's it called? I'm trying to remember the game now. Shit. Had the Digini in the Game Boy Advance. Golden Sun. Golden Sun 3 is coming out soon. Star Fox, whatever it was for the DS, was pretty good.
As a Star Fox aficionado, I have to say it wasn't quite that amazing.
It wasn't quite amazing, but it was still a decent game.
The gameplay was pretty good, and the multiplayer was nice. Story was... terrible.
Did it have Andross in it?
Kinda. He was like a zombie. Well, not a zombie. He was like a computer. Like, he put part of his brain into a computer, which kind of lived on-ish.
Let him die. He is dead.
I think he would. They killed him in the first two.
Uh-huh.
64. Adventures and Assault.
Well, no, he wasn't alive in Assault. He was gone.
Yeah, but he wasn't alive in Command.
But we killed you multiple times.
It's like Bowser. I live, even though I've been blown up, melted in the sun, melted in lava, blown up in a cloud balloon, blown up with a star rod, blown up many times, but I still live.
Are you God?
Yes.
Nintendo has a problem with its final bosses. You know, they don't give anything original. They just keep reviving old ones.
Yeah.
Do you think, what is it, Mother Brain? Well, yeah, Mother Brain has been coming back.
No, actually, Mother Brain is gone. Mother Brain died in the first one, was brought back in Super Metroid, and that was it. Dead for Eternity.
It was in Prime, too, I believe. Prime 1 or
2. I believe so. I'm not sure, though. But
I think that's who that final boss was.
I have no idea. Like, I never
does Black Samus.
There was the Metroid Hunter, Prime Hunters game. That was fun as hell. I love that thing.
That was pretty good. The controls are a little wonky, but...
It was fun to play online, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. Best. And being able to talk to people, to shit-talk them, like, yeah, you like my morph ball in your face. Yeah!
And well, I love being the red guy. What was the red guy's name?
I don't remember. He was like a sniper, though. I remember him.
Yeah, it was fun.
He was fun. Yeah. It was a fun game. New Super Mario Brothers for the DS was great. They were all fun games. All in all, there was great games for the DS. There was the, what's it called? Oh, yes, the PlayStation Portable shit. End of story. We're not even going to review it. Shit.
I never played it. I couldn't.
No one can deny me on that one. PSP shit. It's just shit. No need. All in all, the wars will never end. There will always be new consoles, probably the Xbox 520, PS4.
720.
720, thank you. Sorry. Xbox 720, the PSP, or PSP 4, PSP 2, hopefully, the DS 2, the 3DS, the DS 2 official, the Nintendo Wii 2s. What's with all the 2s? Oh, well.
Well, there's the only thing that's been a 2 was the PS 1 and 2, 3, you know, those.
Yeah, and now PS 4. Supposedly, 360 has, Xbox, or, damn it, Microsoft has licensed the title Xbox Sphere. Who knows? Maybe it's going to be a spherical console like all the fake concept art is.
Well, you know, a lot of people copyright stuff that they don't really ever use.
Yeah,
like, I think there was a fuss about PlayStation or Sony doing a copyright where you couldn't... When you had the disc, it would register to that console, and it could never be used on any other console ever.
That's retarded.
You couldn't rent games. You couldn't borrow games from friends. There was a lot of crap about that, but so far it has not been used. So.
That's retarded.
Yeah, it is retarded, but
oh well.
It hasn't been used. So.
I hope not. Oh, well. Anyways, this is Otaku by Default. I am Dark Soundwave. Myself, Laz, and Star Fox both give a heartfelt thing to Dennis Hopper's family. We wish them the very best, as well as to all celebrities that have passed within this last year and a half. Thank you all for listening to us. We hope you have a wonderful evening. Good night, folks.
Later.
Also, bye. On a passing note, y'all just lost the motherfucking game!